Hey everybody, welcome to Idiot Sandwich. Yeah, I definitely did not see that we were recording yet, so this one is going to be a late sandwich. It's going to be a sandwich that, oh, the ingredients haven't been, okay, they're being put on right now, I'm being told. Ooh, what is that? Is that some ham? Is that some pineapple ham? Perhaps a Christmas ham, one would call it. A little bit of Christmas ham, and there's no real Christmas cheese. I guess, like, what's a holiday cheese? Pimento? Is pimento a holiday cheese? I don't care. It's holiday Christmas ham and pimento cheese on, you know, I feel pumpernickel. Pumpernickel, because that feels like a holiday bread. Welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. Don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings, the first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
Yeah, if there's ever any question that this sandwich was filled with idiots,
there's
your proof.
If you want to know what I was doing, I was playing with a back scratcher. I was like, it's an
extendable. That's what distracted you?
I was using it. I was playing with an extendable back scratcher, and I looked up and I saw Brent doing a hand signal at me.
Yeah. Well, and you know the, what's it called? Is it hang loose?
Shagging Brent.
Hang loose?
It's hang loose.
My thumb's out and my pinky's out, and I hit record.
Shaka. It's called the Shaka sign, sometimes known as hang loose.
Sure, didn't know that.
Often associated with Hawaii and surf culture.
Anyway, I hit record, and then I held my hand up in the air and was shaking that back and forth, but I wasn't looking at Pat either, and he wasn't looking at me. And then it was just awkwardly silent for a long time, and then we made eye contact, and he said, oh.
Oh, my bad. I should probably do a sandwich, yeah.
You should probably do a sandwich.
So yeah, everybody, welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Anyway, this is a sandwich.
That's Brent.
I'm Brent.
And I'm Pat.
That's Pat.
And we are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I haven't had...
It sounded like we do that intro every time, but we literally don't.
We don't.
Look, it's like we practiced.
Exactly.
We're professionals.
I was thinking about
Masters,
it.
Masters, if you yep. will. We put in our 10,000 hours, right, Pat?
When's the last... Yeah, exactly.
Pat,
when's
I'm going to need you to hand me that back scratcher.
I have to give Brent the back scratcher.
Yeah, he's rubbing it on the
mic stand.
The mic stand. So
and that's
going to
cause a problem.
That's just not going to work.
Mm. Gosh. I was just thinking, when's the last time you had it's got that crunch.
Oh, yeah, that water got that crunch.
Yeah, dude, when's the last time you had, like, a new sandwich?
Not
new to the world. I mean, when's the last time you tried a new sandwich?
Like, I tried a kind of sandwich I'd never had?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got a different sandwich at McDonald's the other day.
Nice.
But, like, I had a better version of it before, you know? It was like a quarter pounder, but they also put bacon and barbecue sauce and onion rings on it. It was good.
Good.
I think I like a regular quarter pounder better.
The problem with it's the problem with all food is once you have like a food you become super comfortable with.
You know, I think it would be better to talk about the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Ooh, yeah, dude. It's
I've had a chicken sandwich before, right? But the Popeye's chicken sandwich,
mm-hmm.
dude, I wasn't even on either side of the debate. I hadn't had a Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I didn't care if it was better or worse than Chick-fil-A. I knew Chick-fil-A had a good chicken sandwich, you know?
Yeah.
But I went to Popeye's, I got that sandwich. I had no expectations, you know? I was like, this is going to be a Popeye's chicken sandwich, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude. I was floored by that thing.
Dude, it was so good because I tried it the very next time.
Good. Yeah.
I tried it the very next time that I went, and it was so good.
Yeah. I was blown away.
Oh, my God. I just remembered the trip that we went to take it because normally the Popeye's chicken sandwich comes with pickles.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we forgot about it for sure. But we
sure
went.
Sure did.
Yeah. So I decided that I was also going to get it, and I guess I was in, like, a weird mood or, like, a weird mode of thinking.
He was being a weirdo.
I was being weird. Because it's a chicken sandwich with pickles on it normally. So, so naturally, I was like, you're getting yourself a good old chickle sandwich.
And then I said, don't say that. It's stupid.
Yeah.
And then he kept saying it. And then when the guy came on the intercom,
yes.
When the guy came on the intercom, Pat said chickle so many times that I just said it. I just said it. I said, y'all take a chickle. The guy started laughing. Like, he was like, oh, you want a chicken sandwich? He was like in on the joke right away.
Yeah, I loved it so much. Because he was just like, I think that's my favorite thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, like, we got him to the window, and he, it's this big black dude, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, he looks at his coworker, who's like this really nerdy looking, skinny, like white kid. I think he had red hair. Mm. And he goes, bro, these guys call it a chicle sandwich. It was so funny. I love that guy, because like he couldn't stop laughing the whole time we were ordering. Like, you could tell we just made his day a lot better.
Oh, funny. Yeah. Gosh, it was, I loved the fact that, like, I was saying something that I knew was stupid, and I knew it, and that it was going to get so tiring very fast, but it didn't. Not to me. It made two people and then a third person laugh. It got that skinny guy to laugh. Yeah. And then but the weird part was, is I also ordered a chicle sandwich, but I got no pickles on it.
Yeah, so we decided that wasn't actually a chicle sandwich, you know?
Yeah, because I didn't get any pickles on it, so it was just a regular chicken sandwich.
I don't really like pickles that much, but I think a chicken sandwich with only pickles is a really good sandwich.
A chicken sandwich with only pickles, so it's a chicken sandwich with no chicken, just pickles.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
Is that not
you know what I meant?
Look, man, I'm just saying, two nice brioche buns and just a shit ton of pickles.
You remember that meme that I sent you a long time ago?
Which one?
Which
one of the literal, actually hundreds?
We might have talked about it on this before. I don't remember if it was before or after.
I guarantee that we've talked about it.
Well, if I sent it to you since we'd been doing it, but it might have been before that.
That's true.
That we did it. Anyway, it was like, it looked like a McDonald's ad, but it said McPiggle. It was spelled P-I-G-K-L-E, McPiggle.
We have not talked about this.
It was just two pieces of like Texas toast and like a tower of pickles between all of them. Oh, you didn't see that one?
No. Well, I probably saw it, but, like, we did not talk about it on this.
Mm. Anyway, it's good. I'm not going to go back and find it. It would be just way too far back in my phone. There's no, like, stuff that's that old, it's lost.
It's lost
the
time.
I don't get to see it again.
Yep. Just,
man, there is. That was such a good day, though.
It was a really good day. We didn't wear the joke out. We just, like, I was definitely at a point where I was like, okay, this needs to stop now. I was being told that it needed to stop, but it definitely did need to stop. Chicle sandwiches can only go so far before they're just, like, annoying as shit.
Yeah, it wasn't really a super good joke.
It was okay. It was, like, for a spur-of-the-moment thing, it was pretty okay. Why are you playing with some floss?
I'm flossing.
You're flossing.
My teeth.
Yeah, I wanted to also be known that Brent definitely took a tiny dab of toothpaste and, like, tasted it.
I wanted to know what it tastes like. Yeah. The flavor just says deep clean.
Don't you want a little taste of the toothpaste?
And listen.
See what it tastes like.
Have you ever wondered what deep clean tasted like? Like, honestly, I think that's that toothpaste, I think they nailed it.
What genre is the band Deep Clean?
I don't know, man. Like, something real spacey, you know? Like, psychedelic, maybe?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, I think it's like a mix between like a psychedelic thing and like a John Mayer thing, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
I just keep, something about psychedelic mixed with John Mayer immediately makes me think of Dave Matthews.
Sure.
Yeah. Deep Clean opening for the Dave Matthews Band this weekend in Missouri, probably.
Missouri, as they call it.
Mm.
Who calls it that?
Who calls it Missouri?
Missouri. Yeah.
I don't know. I like the idea of constantly pronouncing everything wrong.
Yeah, you do?
I like it a lot because it bothers so many people that I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm one of the only people at my work that thinks caramel is supposed to be pronounced caramel because everyone else calls it caramel.
Yeah, no, and that's, okay, so that's actually the one thing that I allow myself to have a bad accent about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, typically, I try to pronounce words the way I was taught to pronounce them, right?
Yeah.
But I, with caramel, I know it's supposed to be pronounced caramel.
It's just,
I just hate saying it that way.
You're putting,
I hate
so
it so much.
Much.
If I say caramel, people know what I'm talking about. I just don't want to put myself through that, you know?
No. It's just, you're actively putting in, like, a whole lot of effort to just be correct, and it doesn't feel like
it. Just, it feels worse than it does to be wrong.
Yeah. Just call it caramel. I learned that I should have just called it caramel, but every now and then if someone's being a dickhead at work, I just like being, it's pronounced caramel.
Oh.
Every single person I work with calls it espresso.
Oh, that's bad. That actually does annoy me.
It pisses me off.
And I can't, but I never correct people about it.
I never do it either just because it's like.
I mean, like maybe if somebody new started at work and they were calling it espresso and like, I'd probably tell them like, hey, it's espresso. Because it's like, you're a barista. Like you need to get this right.
Well, there was another thing you told me about that you guys do at your work about macchiatos.
Oh yeah.
That I enjoyed hearing about.
I mean, we just make macchiatos like the traditional way.
Yeah.
Like, what a macchiato actually is and what it was named for. Mm-hmm. Like that's what we make. Which is 2 ounces of espresso, 2 shots of espresso, and 1 ounce of milk foam, and that's it. Like, that's a macchiato. Anyway, but of course, Starbucks made the. Have we talked about this on the podcast before? I might just be explaining again.
No, the macchiato thing?
Yeah.
No, we've never talked. You told me about it, but we haven't talked about it.
So, Starbucks makes something called a caramel macchiato, which is a caramel latte. Like, that's what it is, technically.
Mm hmm.
Just based on the amount of espresso and milk and, you know, like, that's what it is. It's a latte.
Yeah.
They call it caramel macchiato because it sounds cool and it's a different drink, and that way they don't have to just say latte for everything, but...
Everything's,
you know, that's
latte.
Actually what it is. They're all lattes.
Everything's a latte.
That's my,
Everyone just
that's
prefers...
That's my new band name.
Everything's a latte.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, so... Yeah. So people come in and order, like, they'll say, I mean, if somebody comes in and says they want a caramel macchiato, I don't even ask them. I just make them a caramel latte. Like, I know that's what they want.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough room in a macchiato to put flavors in it.
No.
And, like, if you put enough caramel in a tiny bit of espresso, it's not going to change anything. Like, espresso is really strong. But... So if somebody asks for just a macchiato, I have to explain to them, like, hey, this is what our macchiato is, and they almost never want that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have an accent, they probably do want that.
I don't have a lot of, like, complaints about, like, the customers that come into Panera, like, on a daily basis. I think the only big complaint that I have about any of them is the same one, like, consistently. No one... looks at that menu.
Like, yeah, you talked about that.
Oh, we have?
I don't
know. They just come in and they stare at this menu for like 10 minutes and they go, where are your soups at?
Yeah, there's just one side of the board that just says soups.
There's literally a section of the board that says soups. Yeah, what about your sandwiches? It's like, I understand not knowing which is the hot sandwich and which one's the cold sandwich. There's literally a sign that just says soups. And it just annoys the show.
Yeah, it's like, and the branding has it as such that the words are huge at the top.
Yes.
It's just like, here's the soups, here's the sandwiches, because that's like Panera's deal, you know?
We make soup, salad, sandwiches.
Yeah.
Get one, or don't. Welcome to Panera. Will you eat?
I've told that joke to people at work. Yeah. They think that we should start saying it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've gotten Allison to start saying water's got that crunch.
I mean, it does.
She doesn't like the fact that she started saying it.
She
also, like,
she's well on her way to hating herself the way we do.
Exactly. The way that we hate her?
No, the way... yeah, the way that we hate her.
Yeah.
No, the way that we hate
ourselves. Hear that, Allison?
Yep.
Yeah?
You heard it here first, Allison. Yep. We hate you.
Yep. I also, it's like a mind thing at this point because I also got her to say Quispy. Like, I picked up I was hanging out with her, and I, like, picked up a water bottle and just took a sip out of it, and I was like, ooh, man, love that water. Water's got that,
It's got it.
And I just stopped talking for a second, and she just, like, stopped doing what she was doing and just looked at me with just, like, the most stern face, and was just like, you gonna finish it?
Nope.
Finish what? She's like, please, don't. Like, can we just not do this? And I was like, do what? What are you talking about? And she's like, you're going to make me, aren't you? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
What could you possibly mean? She goes, you drink water because it's got that crunch.
Yeah.
I was like.
I could tell there was enthusiasm behind that one.
I was like, oh, man. so in love with you.
Water got that crunch.
Water's got that crunch. And Sprite's got that crisp.
Yeah.
Specifically McDonald's Sprite. There was a great video I saw on Twitter of someone just like with like a giant copper bowl and water with like, it looked like mint leaves in it or something. And it was like, I don't know what it was meant for. It looked like a meditation thing or something. But they were taking like a giant like brass or copper like rod and just rubbing it around the outside of the bowl, causing the water inside to vibrate.
Yeah.
And the caption for it just said, "This is how McDonald's makes their Sprite."
Yeah, I do.
It looked so appealing and I wanted McDonald's Sprite so bad.
Yeah, no, I remember that one.
Look, if I could only drink one soda for the rest of my life, I need it to be ice cold Sprite.
Honestly, I agree.
I tried.
Yeah, no, I have Amberlee saying it too. She, I have her saying it every day. We went to McDonald's tonight, and she found a coupon on the app that had like buy one get one free Happy Meals. So She got two Happy Meals, which means she got two drinks, which means I didn't have to buy a drink, and we got two Sprites, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she took a drink of it while we were pulling out of the driveway, and I said, "What do you think? That's probably pretty crispy." And she goes, "Honestly, yeah, it is."
Honestly, it's pretty crispy. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good time.
It's great because I always, like, remember hearing those jokes about, like, you know, female friends saying to other female friends, like, "Oh, you got your boyfriend trained for something or some other?" Because, like, I innately will just, like, carry things for Allison just because I like to help out and stuff like that. And one of her, like, RAs in her building, like, made the comment of just, like, "Oh, you got him trained pretty well there, don't you?" And I was like,
"You should have put down the boxes and pooped on him."
I didn't, like, primarily because I'm not spiteful enough to just be like...
No, that would have been really funny because then you would have been like a dog, you know, because, like, dogs poop on stuff.
It's like, I guess I wasn't house trained.
No.
I like to go...
I'm not trained that well, huh? And then you just carry it with, like, your turd on it.
Well, that was funny because, like, I went along with a joke and I was like, "Yeah, the sad part is I'm not house trained, so these boxes are going to have piss on them."
Oh, never. You did make the joke.
I did make a pee joke. I was like, "These boxes are going to be peed on later," which is just a big downside.
Yeah.
Is the downside to keep me around, but I'm just so damn cute. It's great because, like, I love the premise that, like, women are training, like, their boyfriends or husbands to, like, behave, like, in a positive way or in a way that benefits them. Mm. I'm just trying to get my girlfriend to just say crispy and want to say, I'm just trying to get her to say crispy.
Just get her to say more dumb shit.
I'm just trying to get
like,
her.
Like, "Babe, I will do anything. If you just say, 'Oh wow, that's one jacked worm.'" Anyway,
I need you to say the phrase, "What up, what up, 270 area code. When did that Dollar Tree get there?" I want to just compile a list of just like the dumbest shit we've said and just like sit down and just be like it with like people and be like, "How catchy do you think this is?" You recently got a new catchphrase.
I did. I got a new catchphrase, everybody. That's right. "Put down that rice is out, and guess what's in, y'all?"
It's a much better one, honestly.
All play, baby.
I loved that so much. Just like the so off, like just so easily rolls off the tongue for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the story of how it came about. The other day, me and Amberlee were hanging out, and she asked me if I had to work the next day, and I said, "I never work."
She said,
"Yeah, you do. You worked earlier today." And I said, "No way. All play, baby." And that was it. And then she wrote it on the board that's in front of my stairs, and now I get to look at it every time I walk up.
I love that made it to the board because it super belonged on
the board. Well, no, it's not on the mirror.
Oh.
It's on the board.
It's on the board in front of your stairs.
Yeah. You know those things that I haven't moved since we moved in?
What?
The boards by my stairs.
Oh.
That I haven't moved since we moved in.
I don't remember seeing them before, like, now.
Oh, no, they've been there the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't know they were there up until, like...
Actually, you know what? Right after we moved in, I think I put them on my stairs, planning to find something to do with them, and then, like, they fell down the stairs
and then that
at
didn't
some point,
happen.
And then they just stayed there.
Nice.
But now they live there because one of them says, "All play, baby."
All play, baby.
Anyway.
So that's haven't developed a new catchphrase at all. I'm just
just a catchphrase sort of guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm always like giving myself new nicknames and just like as a joke.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I should just, instead of saying "that's what they call me," I should say "that was my nickname at high school" and just use that joke instead. That way I'm not constantly giving myself new nicknames and then somebody will, like, I don't know, come into the coffee shop and be like, "Hey, what up, Big Bill?" And I'd be like, Me? You know, because, like, I don't remember all the jokes that I told.
What up, Big Bill?
Yeah, like, people are always like, oh, remember that joke you said on the podcast? Sure don't.
No, we don't remember half the jokes that we say on the podcast.
I don't remember most of the stuff I say on the podcast, honestly. It comes out my mouth, and then it immediately exits my brain.
If we knew about half the jokes we made on the podcast, we wouldn't, at the beginning of the podcast, go, did we already do this?
We've done that like five times in this episode.
We do it all the time, which is fine. We most of the time we'll catch ourselves and not have to worry about it. I wish I had more catchphrases. We don't need to go back on the riff of catchphrases, but like one that we've been saying a lot recently is like, you know, we're still good.
We're still good. That's from a Rhett and Link video. Yeah. I just thought it was so funny. It was an episode where they were like turning things into grills.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to turn a toilet into a grill. So like the tank, they put the coals in the tank and then they were grilling the burger on top of the tank where they had like drilled holes so that the heat could come through and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, before they even got the top on the tank, the ceramic got too hot in the tank and it broke.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were able to get the top on it, and they still grilled. They tried to grill on top of it, and it was just falling apart. Like, the whole toilet bowl cracked. Like, everything was going wrong. And,
yeah.
And they just, like, stuff kept going bad, and they just kept saying, we're still good.
We're still good. And they had, like, a graphic that kept popping up.
It was like a brand on the screen. It went, psh, and then it just said, we're still good, in like, red letters. It was
cool. Yeah. My favorite part of that was still, like, when they were like, we almost weren't good there for a second, but we're still good.
Yeah, you and me. We're still good. Anyway, so we say that a lot. We also say, who's better than us?
Who's better than us?
Yeah.
Don't know where... Oh!
That's from Bon Appetit.
That's from Bon Appetit.
Brad Leone always says.
There was a... there's like a segment of like a Hot Ones episode. This is the episode where we talk about other internet things that
us. That we just watch. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about our stuff for a little bit. We're going to talk about this one. But there was...
Hot Ones. Yeah.
There was a Hot Ones episode with Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah. Well, what you're about to talk about became like a pretty big meme.
It's a huge meme where Paul Rudd is just unscrewing a bottle of hot sauce and looking right at Sean Evans just going, look at us.
Huh? Look at us.
Look at us.
And then Sean goes, yeah, who would have thought?
Not me. And there was specifically one Twitter post that I think I sent you and my sister. And, it's the caption is just like when the girl that you thought you were going to marry or when the girl that you were like super serious with like 6 months later blocks you on literally everything. You don't communicate with each other anymore. Look at us. Who'd have thought? Not me.
Yep. Yep.
God, I got a cough now and I hate it. Mm. It is the worst.
Oh, it's the worst, huh?
Well, it's been a weird thing that I've noticed recently is that I haven't gotten, like, sick. Like, I don't have a cold.
Uh-huh.
But I've gotten the symptoms of a cold, like, within a couple of days of the previous symptom going away.
Yeah.
So, like, in the middle of December, like, I noticed that, like, I was getting, like, congested pretty easily.
Okay.
And, like, I was having to do the sniffle thing pretty quick. And I was like, oh, this is unfortunate. And then, like, right near the end of December, that stopped. And I got a sore throat.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, but then the sore throat went away, and then a couple of days after that one, I get congested.
Yeah.
And so I'm like just constantly just all the time, and I can't really breathe out of my friggin' nose.
Is that right now? That's where you're at now?
A little bit. I'm kind of back in the sniffle phase because, like, after the congestion, I developed a cough.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm on the tail end of cough.
Sure.
But I'm back in the sniffles.
You're back in it.
Yeah. Luckily, it's not the flu, though. I don't have a fever, and I'm not, like, contagious or anything.
You know, I had a similar thing happen, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more like I only had one symptom at a time. Like, I got really sad, and I was like, oh, I'm sad now, you know? And that was sort of a symptom of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I wasn't sad anymore, but I had diarrhea.
That's basically the sadness for your stomach. Or
yeah.
For your intestines. Same your butthole.
Deal. Yeah, same deal.
It's like your butthole's crying. Diarrhea is just your crying is just tears. Your butt crying.
Hey, clear water, no problem.
Clear water, no problem. Mark Smith.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's
Mark
his Smith. Catchphrase.
Mark Smith's catchphrase: clear water, no problem.
He doesn't really say it that much, but I kind of wish he would say it more.
It's not an applicable catchphrase.
You just don't put it in places. But like, That you don't have to. Catchphrases don't have to be applicable.
No.
And that's the thing. That's why "all play, baby" is a better catchphrase than "put down that rice," because I never really said "put down that rice."
No, it was more
like I've been saying "all play, baby" a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't I?
Oh, dude, since you said it like on Saturday, you've been saying it a fuck ton.
Yeah, "all play, baby."
"All play, baby."
Yeah, I haven't introduced it at work yet. I'm trying to find the best way, you know, because they're not going to like it. But I'm going to say it a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So I just got to get them a little bit warmed up to it.
This is a little warmed up.
Yeah. What do you think? You have any ideas of how I can ease my coworkers into it? Let me give you a little background on my coworkers. Most of them mostly like my jokes.
Good.
I did make a joke about heroin today. It did not land that well. So I do want to say that. I think with some of my coworkers it might have. But I think that it didn't today. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I bumped my mic. Combing my hair with a back scratcher.
Sure. The back scratcher is just straight up a distracting thing for us to have.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Anyway, I'm okay with it though.
Well, I started scratching my head. Anyway. So I don't know, man. That's what I know. You know?
That's what I know. Our neighbor asks that question every single time I see him.
What do you know?
What do you know? And I always tell them, not a lot.
Yep, I never know anything. I never work.
I never work. All play, baby.
All play, baby.
My favorite thing is that also you like I like all play stems from you saying like I never.
Yeah, because it's like all work, all play or something.
Yeah.
Or work hard, play hard, like that sort of thing.
Work hard, but it's like, play hard.
Like, and some people are all work, some people are all play.
Print is
all play, baby.
All play, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm definitely not all work. Recently, I'm not all work. Like, in the past 2 weeks, it's been a good solid mix of work and play. I had my final art critique on Thursday, which was great because it was, like, one of the first photo shoots that, like, I did where I, like, super enjoyed the process of the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Because it was muffins.
Oh yeah,
muffins was my final project.
Yeah,
I'm sure I mentioned that to you and Amberly.
What did you title the work?
I didn't actually have a title for it. Like, that's been the weird thing is, like, because last year when I did my final project is we had to title it, and I like that one I titled Southpaw because it had to do with, like, you know.
Oh yeah, you did. You made yourself look beat up.
I made myself look like I got into a huge fight.
That was fun.
Yep, but this one I didn't actually have to title.
Pat almost let me punch him in the face for that one.
Yeah, I legitimately thought about it, and I was like, I don't.
He was afraid.
I was kind of afraid of getting punched in the face. But
well, he was afraid because he knew he'd hit back immediately.
Because that would be my instant reaction, because my guttural reaction upon feeling pain or getting punched is to immediately go back.
Yeah, I'm well, like, I could have hit you and then ran.
Yeah, but honestly, in the moment, like, I legitimately think that I would have enough self-control to not immediately retaliate, because one, I was asking for it, and like I like kind of needed it. Regardless, different time. Photography project of a different age turned out pretty good. This one was just about like trying to like make it look like Brent wanted muffins.
Yeah.
And someone else had those muffins, and he was trying to use the get those muffins within the bounds of the photo he was in. So he would reach backwards behind himself out of the photo, and his arm would wrap around, essentially in theory, to the other side of the photo.
Like Mario.
Like Mario, yeah. Like, basically in old video games where, like, there was only so much screen to be used. It's like Brent knew that. There's only so much picture, so if his arm went off one way, it would have to come back on the other way.
Yeah, and that way I could reach, like, the orange on the other side or something.
Exactly, except in this one it was muffins.
Yeah.
And those muffins were being kept away.
Yeah.
From Brent's mitts.
From my reach.
Yeah. His mitten mitts.
I never saw the finished project. Did it make my arms look really long?
No. So basically all I did was like your arm would cut out of frame and then I would extend it in from the other side.
Yeah.
So like your arms were normal looking.
Gotcha.
Like entirely. But like that one went really well. And then I had to give a final pitch today for my capstone project in the spring.
Yep.
Yep. And that one is capturing the journey of Michael Nally and his return to art.
Ah.
Yes.
The prodigal son.
The prodigal son returns. And I was in like one of the people that were reviewing like the pitch, because there were like my professor and the other people that are going to be doing their capstone projects. And then a few other JMC related people were there. And one of the questions that I got was a little bit later was like, now what makes this like underdog story of Michael coming back after taking time off into a different focus. What makes the character unique? He is unlikable. I said without hesitation, he is an unlikable main character. He is an unlikable subject. And they're like, what do you mean? He is spiteful, arrogant, opinionated, but he's also like hardworking and dedicated in like his medium. So you like, if he succeeds, great. If he doesn't, you don't feel too bad about it.
Yeah. That's like not a good story though, you know?
No, it's not. Like but the thing is, I know Michael's going to do well, and everything.
But like that's what's fun. That's what's kind of interesting about it as art.
Yeah.
Is that it's not a good story. You know? But that's okay.
Thank you. I worked on this for not very much time.
Well, I'm saying that's like your point, you know?
Mhm.
It's just like you're sort of illustrating that, you know?
Mhm.
That's not a good story, but you're still interested.
A big thing for me was like not even like solely focusing on like just Michael's journey through this, but also like my professor was talking about, like, oh, you should also like capture your journey through this with it being your final project and your like last thing that you're doing as like a show of the time you've put in here and your reaction to your friend coming back and hopefully doing well.
Oop. My bad.
Yep. We had an alarm go off. Because it's not quite a late night sandwich, but it's like pushing the limits of a late night sandwich.
It's time for Brent to take his pills to make his brain do good.
Yep.
But exactly. I actually already did that today.
So. Boom. Brent was ahead of it.
I know.
Yep.
Took it at like 9 o'clock.
Yep. But yeah, had to go do that today. That was pretty cool. I talked about that like so much at work. Like it was like kind of annoying how much it got talked about at work. Just because I was like, everybody asked like, oh, what'd you do today? Like, why'd you have to have someone cover your shift today? It's like, well, because my final was taking place the exact same time that I had a shift. And I thought I'd put in the time for it, but I did not get that time. So I was not going to be here. God, it was one. You know how like class presentations are where there's always just like one that like is just like blows everybody else's out of the water and is like exceptional. Yeah. That was the opener. That was the first one.
Well, yeah, that's usually the way it goes because they want to go, you know?
Exactly. But like I have known this person since I've been in TV production. Piper Cassetto is super talented and does quality work on literally everything she like puts her mind to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's impeccable, the shit that she puts forth. But in that moment where she was presenting her capstone project, I had so much loathing. I wanted to be involved in her project very, very badly, and I was like, of fucking course, hers is perfect. Oh, of course it is. Oh, Piper, you suck. Not my sister, Piper.
You've done it again.
Yeah. All the Pipers that I know are just amazing at
the things
that
they do. Well, does she have a super funny podcast? Do either of them have a super funny podcast?
No.
Huh. Didn't think so.
Yeah. Boom. Got that going for us.
Yeah, we got more better, different Piper energy than you got.
We got different Piper energy.
Yeah, take that, Pipers.
Pipers 1 and 2.
Yeah, which one's Piper 1, Pat?
Probably Cassetto because she's older.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But like the other one's your sister, so it feels kind of bad that you had to call her number 2, right?
Yeah, so also my sister is like, I don't know how I can describe her like deal with the guy that she's talking to. All I know is that this dude... hot as shit.
Yeah, he's pretty handsome.
Dude.
He's also jacked.
He's also pretty jacked.
He also is a successful musician. Yeah. I creeped his Instagram.
Yeah. And
yeah. I wish he wasn't, you know?
It bothered me.
For me.
Yeah. It bothered me because I had seen no pictures of him and I had no idea what he looked like in my mind. But I saw on her Instagram story, like, a picture of them together for the holidays. And I was like, upset.
But, like, isn't it sort of disappointing whenever your sister gets a girlfriend that you know you couldn't fight?
What? In a way...
Because, like, it's not that I plan on fighting my sister's boyfriends, but, like...
But, like, you definitely, like, want to be able to give that impression, I guess?
Every dude that my sister's dated, I could have fought him. I could have beat him in a fight. No. I'm sure of it.
I haven't... So, like, my sisters haven't dated, like, an immense amount of people... thankfully. I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm so happy my sisters were alone. My sisters are just thankfully very particular about the people they choose to be with, which is good. But, like, I saw a picture of him and I was like, first off, he seems like a super cool dude, so I don't want to fight him at all. Also, he's jacked.
Yeah, but
don't know if I could.
But did you think about it?
Did I think about fighting him?
No, but you did these things cross your mind until just now?
What?
Did the things that you're talking about right now, did they cross your mind before right now?
That he was attractive?
No, that you could, that you couldn't fight him.
No, no, they crossed my mind.
You're just now thinking of
that? No, sorry, I mean they crossed my mind 100%.
Exactly, that's my point.
About whether or not I could.
Is that you always think about it.
You always think about it. It's never going to happen as long as you're, like, as long as everyone is.
I think there's only one of my sister's boyfriends that I would have fought, and, like, I wanted to fight him because he cheated on her, so.
Yeah. We call that a shit move in the biz.
Not cool is what be a lot cooler if you didn't, you know?
Be a lot cooler if you didn't. No, but like he seems like a really cool dude and I was just in that mindset of like I don't want to fight him.
Yeah.
He seems so nice. And my mom keeps describing him as like he's like a weird mix of you and Lucas, who is my brother. And I was like, I don't know what you mean by that, but I kind of need to know.
I don't think it's true. I don't buy it.
I'm excited to learn if it is.
I don't buy it.
If it is true.
Yeah, let me know, you know?
Yeah.
I'm invested now.
I was invested to begin with.
But I didn't need to be, you know?
Right.
Like, you needed to be. I didn't.
Of course.
In fact, if I got more invested than I already am, it would be sort of weird, I think.
Probably.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Would you like me to get more invested? I certainly could.
I would prefer you didn't.
Okay,
honestly.
So you want me to stay out of it?
Yeah, just because, like, I'm mostly staying out of it, and I, like, could not, and it'd be fine.
But if I didn't?
You could just stay out of it, man. We don't need to get involved in my sister's dating life.
Oh, you don't want me to get into it?
No, we're good. We're good here.
Okay.
How did this happen? How did we get...
I just wanted you to know I'd do it if you wanted me to.
I appreciate that. Like, me and Brent are riding.
I'll find his house.
Yep. Me and Brent
see
what
kind of place he lives in.
Yep. Me and Brent are ride or die bros.
See how many drugs are in there. See how many dogs are in there.
Dogs?
Yeah, how many dogs?
How many dogs?
How many there are in there.
Why is that, like, such a big part of it?
I don't know. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it could be for you. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Whatever you want to know.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
But only if you ask.
But I'm not going to.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think I'm going to ask. But I still very much appreciate you wanting to put forth the effort to do that.
Yeah, I think it could be fun.
It could.
What if I did anyway?
Please don't. I need...
Oh my God, dude, dare me.
Oh my God, dude, dare me.
Oh my God,
dude, dare me. Another thing you and I have been doing recently to just like tangent away from talking about my sister and her life.
Yep. Oh, is that what you want to do, Pat?
Please, for the love of God. Like, just God,
yeah, no,
please.
Of course. Like, I was absolutely doing that to make you super uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, no, I picked up on it, and it was still pretty friggin' funny.
But anyway, I will if you want me to.
Yep. That's the thing that, like, we've been doing a lot recently is just like, I guess I'm going to do this thing, and just look at each other and be like, oh my God, do you dare me?
Oh my God, do you dare me?
But it's mostly been, like, mundane stuff. Like, I think I'm going to go grab a Coke out of the fridge. Oh my God, do you dare me?
Oh my God, do you dare me?
Yeah. I don't know where that joke stems from.
I don't either. It's just like a thing that people did, you know?
Yeah, it's just like a thing that stupid people did.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, dude.
Well, like young girls, you know? It's like a young girl thing.
Yeah, stupid people.
Oh, jeez. All right, well.
Young girls are stupid.
Oh. Oh, no.
That's
not I don't know if this bit is worse than the one about me stalking your sister's boyfriend.
I don't know, because it didn't seem like you were talking about stalking him. It just seemed like you were trying to, like, root him out.
Yeah. I mean, that's whenever you're a private citizen, that's called stalking.
No, for sure, this bit is a lot worse.
Your bit's worse. Yeah,
100% my bit is worse.
I agree, because mine's not even illegal.
Yeah. No. People, like,
did you hear what I said?
Yeah, what'd you say? Because my bit's not illegal?
Yeah.
My bit isn't illegal either, just so we're clear here. It's just not funny.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that's true.
My sister...
But my bit is illegal. That was my joke.
Dude. So, my other sister, speaking of, like, young girls, Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
God,
doing...
I don't even think we can do this after that segue.
No. She does horse racing now.
Yeah.
She's taking riding lessons and all of that. And I've been trying to figure out a way logistically to get her down here for the weekend and get her on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Sydney,
she's a huge meme.
She's a huge memer.
In fact, we've definitely gotten several of the memes we've talked about on here from her.
Yeah, Sydney has supplied us with a lot of fun.
Some OC.
Sydney has drawn And like
the Sour Patch Man.
The Sour Patch Man.
He is here.
The Sour Patch Man is an OG from Sydney.
Yeah.
And it was really, really funny.
He is here.
Yeah. I'm super excited to see her at Christmas. I'm super excited to see all my siblings at Christmas because I just haven't seen any of them in such a long time. I think the last time I saw all of them was my brother's wedding.
Yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
God. I don't get to go home enough, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
God. I have been stifling a cough for the past 5 minutes, and yeah. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. We're talking over that. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try to. Why is the back scratcher in your... Oh, it's in your gauge. I was like, why
did
is...
did you think it was?
I thought it was you were balancing it on your shoulder, kind of in your face somehow.
Nope.
And I was super confused.
It's
like,
through the giant hole in my ear.
It's through the giant hole in your ear.
Yeah.
Gosh, I've never wanted, like, an ear piercing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, recently, I was, like, thinking, like, if I would look good with, like, the side nose piercing.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think so.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it, like, an immense amount. But, like, I think I'd look pretty okay.
Yeah.
Leave it in the comments. Would I look more attractive? Would I look more attractive with nose piercing?
Oh, man. That could be a good magic trick, don't you think?
Pulling the back scratcher out of your gauges. For anyone, obviously no one can see it.
Yeah,
Brent had the full...
We gotta stop doing this.
Yeah.
It's like a telescopic back scratcher, and I have it extended all the way out, and then I pulled it out, and it was like just way longer than it seemed like it should be, you know?
It was so long.
So anyway, we're gonna stop doing visual humor.
Yep.
Because this is a podcast.
This is an audio medium.
Yes. Is it an audio small sometimes? What do you think?
What size is our audio?
It's a medium.
I'm trying to think of like what I've just like been up to this past like this past week.
Yeah.
And it's
well
it's pretty,
I remember something that happened yesterday. You remember this, Pat?
Oh my God. How did I forget about it?
Yeah, we didn't talk about this. Yeah. So I heard
Brent fucked up his knee.
We talked about that, I think, last week that I hurt my knee.
Yeah.
And so I decided I was gonna go to the doctor if it was hurting still after a week, and it did. So yesterday I tried to go to there's an orthopedic primary care, but it's in Paducah, which is like an hour away from us.
Yeah.
So I got off at 6, me and Pat. I grabbed food, and then I had to get gas. And by the time we got there, it was 7:30. Place said it closed at 8.
Mm-hmm.
We went in there. There was a janitor in there. Nobody at the desk. The janitor said, "You here for the primary care?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Everyone left."
And Five minutes ago.
I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, they left about 5 minutes ago." I said, "The website said you're open until 8. He said, "Yep, but sometimes they leave early."
On a Tuesday. If they were doing it on a Friday, I guess it would make sense. But on a fucking Tuesday, that doesn't make any sense. We drove to Paducah.
Yeah, we drove an hour. Had to drive an hour back. Wasted a bunch of gas. I was so mad.
You had every... It was so stupid.
Yeah.
It made me so mad.
Yeah. So I called them today because I was going to try to go again today. And I called them and I was like, "Hey, I'm going to be there at like 7:30. Will you guys still be there? Because I came in yesterday." I was kind of rude to this lady, honestly.
Well, they deserved it, considering.
But like, she said, "We usually leave at 7:30. And I was like, "Well, then
you close at 8.
This is what I said. I said, "Why does your website say you're open till 8? And she said, "Well, we're open till 8, but we take our last appointment at 7:30. And I said, "So if I get there at 7:30, that's going to be okay, right? And she said, "Hold on, let me check. Why does it say they're open till 8?
That's gotcha journalism right there.
Yeah, it was stupid. They have 2 stars on Google, so that makes a lot of sense.
I don't like that you can review. I guess it's okay. It's weird that you can review an urgent care or like an ER.
I mean,
that it has 2 stars.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's a problem.
I mean, it makes sense for an urgent care because, like, you know, it's sort of like a choice to go there.
Right.
But anyway, it's not like a normal doctor's office where, like, you kind of pick your doctor and you kind of got to keep going to the same doctor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I was like, whatever, I'm just going to go tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, so I'm just going to go tomorrow.
I'm just going to go tomorrow.
But anyway. Yeah, it was a frustrating experience. And the lady got on hold and then she went and asked whoever. It took her like 5 minutes. I don't know why. And she came back on and she said, "Yeah, if you get here at 7:30, that'll be okay."
And what'd you say?
I started to be mean to her, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to be mean to you. I'm just going to let you know. I'm coming tomorrow. I'm not coming tonight.
Yep.
Because I'm afraid I'm not going to make it, and you guys are just going to dip, even though you knew I was coming.
You guys are just going to dip. You guys are just going to dip on my knees.
I said, I'm an hour away. I'm afraid something will happen. I won't make it. Anyway.
It still just, like, bugs me through and through.
I was so mad.
Don't list that you were open until 8.
And it's just, like, it's frustrating because, like, the place that I work, which is a coffee shop, not an important place of business. Like, a doctor's
office. Well, if you're a college girl, it's an important place of business.
Every day I close, people stay until after close.
Of fucking course. Because it's a coffee
shop. And it's like, I can't do anything about that. But you guys can just freaking dip 30 minutes early because there's nobody there? Like, come on. There could be nobody in our store for an hour before we close. And people walk in. People still walk in 5 minutes before we close. It's just like, dude.
Bruh. Guy.
Which is like frustrating in a different way. But it's like, I do have to deal with that. And I make slightly over minimum wage, and you guys work at a doctor's office, and you're like, I want to go home 30 minutes early. Like, go
on a Tuesday.
On.
It doesn't. Well, actually, break. It's confirmed they just, like, do it, like, regardless. But it's still just, like, on a Friday, I'd get it. But this is, like, confirmed they do it all the time.
Yeah. So, anyway, don't love that place. I've been getting, like, survey text messages from every medical place I've been in the last year.
And that place is getting a better.
I've never done a review, but if they send me one, I'm doing it because it's ridiculous.
And I'm going to get pissed at them.
Yeah, I'm going to be mean on it, honestly. If you're going to leave at 7:30, just say you're close to 7:30. Like,
for the love of God.
Come on.
Yep. Just give me a fucking blue one.
Just give me a blue one. But it's funny because, like, they're open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's why they do that, I'm sure. You're like, 8 to 8, duh.
8 to 8?
Anyway.
12 hours.
I hate it. Yep, sure am. There's some other people downstairs.
We have, well, I'm not going to say we, because it's not our guests. It's Michael's guests.
yeah, they're great. Anyway.
They're not.
Oh, okay. All right, Pat's not going to lie to you guys.
Nope.
I will.
Don't have any interest in it.
They're great. We love them. Anyway, they were loud, and I commented back.
Yeah.
This is
we're like the two brothers from Yu-Gi-Oh, like that are just like.
What are you?
One of us tells truth, and the other's lie, and the other lies. But which is for you to decide?
Oh.
They were like brothers that like were
Wasn't
in front
that
of doors.
Also in the labyrinth.
It was a big thing in the labyrinth. It was like the Shield brothers or like the Shield guys.
Yeah.
It's like one of us tells truth. It's also just like a big like thing. Yeah. In riddle stuff. Like, it happens in D&D, like, all the time, and a lot of writing that I've seen is just, like, there's a door, there are two doors, and there's, like, a thing that's talking to you. It's just, like, one of us tells truth, and the other lies. You have to figure out which one is which, or you will pick a door that leads you to die.
Nice, good poem. All right, are you ready to do memes?
Let's do some memes. Brent, I've sent you, like two memes since we started.
Yeah, I don't have my phone on me.
That's fine. This first one is one that I sent you. It's a picture of a Christmas tree, and it's two trees, and it says, and one says front of tree, and the other says back of tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the same image. It's just the same image twice.
It's pretty funny.
Exactly.
Because they look the same. It's a tree.
This next one is a picture with a caption. The caption says, nobody, my brain during history test. It is a picture of Joseph Stalin with Sylvester Stallone's face. Photoshopped on it, and it says Sylvester Stalin.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Dude, I told someone about Fidipides today.
Oh, dude, I don't know why, but there was a day that I just did Fidipides, like, right at you for some reason.
I don't remember that.
How'd they react to Fidipides?
She was like, well, now I'm never going to forget it. I was like, that's right.
You will never forget Fidipides.
I'm going to ask her next time I work with her.
Mm-hmm. This next one was a Reddit post that was, like, a caption over a very weird screenshot from The Sims. And it just says, what if we kissed in the sad clown hallway? And it's just a hallway with framed images of the sad clowns and, like, emojis of a clown and, like, a blushing face.
Yeah. Do you dare me?
Oh, my God, do you dare me?
It's, like, that attitude of the meme. What if?
What if? But what if?
It's sort of also like the like fuckboy thing, where, yeah. where it's like what if we kissed? Haha, just kidding.
But what if?
Unless. Yeah.
I hate that. I love.
Well, yeah, everyone hates it.
Yeah. This next one is one I just sent you earlier, and it's a 4-panel with two birds in it, It's by falseknees.com.
I did look at this one.
Yeah. It's one bird says to the other one, I don't know how you can eat grasshoppers. Hmm? I can't eat anything with a cute face. But grasshoppers aren't, and then it cuts in on the grasshopper, and he just has the most adorable face. Like, two huge beaming eyes and, like, a tiny, tiny smile. And then it's just the bird's face as his eyes go wide, and he goes, gasp.
I love that.
Yep.
That's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm. This next one's from the Hydro Homies subreddit, which we love.
One of our favorites.
Yep. It says, when you drink water that's cold, but not enough to hurt your teeth, but just cold enough that you can feel it passing through your intestines.
Ooh.
And it's just a very, very altered face, and it's just going, noise.
Noise.
We love noise here on Idiot Sandwich.
Well, yeah, what's the name of our podcast, Pat? Took you a long time to remember.
Noise.
Yeah.
Noise Sandwich.
Yep, that's what it's called. You're listening to Noise Sandwich.
Two panel one here. It's a Gordon Ramsay joke. There's a donkey with a crown photoshopped on its head. And, like,
I really like this one.
Gordon Ramsay's phrase in this image is fucking donkey.
Which is what he calls people.
Which is what he calls idiots on Hell's Kitchen. And this one, it just, like, cuts off half the caption, so it just says, King Donkey.
And then there's a picture of a donkey wearing a crown.
Wearing a crown, yeah. This other one is, like, a news article or something. I don't know where it's from, personally. I just know it's on, like, a great... It's from the Fox 5... like Facebook, and it says someone has been putting tiny cowboy hats on the heads of Las Vegas pigeons, and no one knows who, how, or why. And it's just a picture of two pigeons, different pigeons with tiny cowboy hats on.
Yeah, they got hats on. I love that. You're just gonna scroll by without saying howdy.
You're just gonna scroll by without saying howdy.
Yeah.
This radiates chaotic energy, and like I
fully agree that.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, this next one wasn't actually like a meme. It was just like. There, it was like a person in the fine arts building that did like a printmaking thing.
This is really funny.
It was a poster that says "Support our troops," and it's just Girl Scouts of America.
Yeah, it's Girl Scout troops.
And I thought it was fucking hilarious. Like, I want that poster, and I need to find out who made it so I can buy this poster.
I want it too. It's so good. Well, and the best thing is that they like it's a print, so they can just make another one. You know?
Exactly. I'm gonna go in and like talk to somebody and see how I can get one. This one you sent me. We finally got to one that Brent sent me because like I've just been able to find so many good ones. It looks like it's from like from One Life Church or something.
I don't know. It's just from a church and their logo.
It's the Smash Bros.
It looks exactly like the Smash Bros.
It looks just from the other side. And then the caption at the bottom in the same like image that they would use for like a new challenger on Smash Bros.
A new playable character.
A new playable character, except this one
that you have to beat to unlock.
Is a swole Jesus.
Yeah.
And it says Jesus joins the battle.
It's from that picture of Jesus like on the cross, but he's like super jacked and he's breaking the cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one that belongs in Dank Christian Memes.
Yeah.
Oh, this other one also is from Dank Christian Memes. It says, the Lord giveth me neat. The Lord taketh away me. That wasn't very cash money of you. And it's a dinosaur with it's Godzilla with sunglasses. Saying yeah. That wasn't very
well,
cash
that's,
money.
Well, that's a meme too, the Godzilla with sunglasses.
Yeah.
Saying that wasn't very cash money of you.
I don't know what this next one you sent me was. It's a text. It's just text. And it says Squidward be like, and then in all symbols, exclusively symbols, there's a Squidward.
Yeah.
And it says clarinet practice 5 p.m.
No, it says clarinet practice.
I didn't even read it.
Yeah, it says clarinet. I know you filled it in, but then you look and it says clarinet practice 5 p.m.
Clarinet practice 5 p.m. Why did you go through the? You must have seen that.
I didn't write it.
Oh, you just copy pasted it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my gosh, no.
Clarinet.
I couldn't figure that out. No way.
Oh my god.
I do not have that kind of talent.
I love that Squidward spelled correctly though. I kind of wish it wasn't.
Yeah.
Squidward would have been funnier.
There was sort of a funny thing that happened. So Nick sent that in our group chat.
And of course he did.
Austin sent it in our group chat as well. So then I copy-pasted it and sent it in the group chat. And Brendan thumbs down mine. So Brendan didn't send it any times. Nick and Austin both sent it. And then I sent it. And Brendan gave mine a thumbs down in the message. So I copy-pasted it again, but I deleted clarinet practice at 5. And... I deleted clarinet practice at 5, and I was going to change the words so that it said something different, but it was still Squidward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just changed it to, fuck you, Brendan.
Fuck you, Brendan. Instead of saying clarinet.
But I messed up. I actually messed up typing it. I didn't even notice it. I typed, fuck you, Brendab. And I sent it, and Brendan gave that one a thumbs up.
Of course.
It was funny.
This next one is a picture of Xerxes from the movie 300, and then a reverse picture of Xerxes, but also negative.
Mm-hmm.
And it, the original one has the title at the bottom that says Xerxes, and then the reversed image says Sex Rex.
Sex Rex, yeah. Because it's Xerxes backwards.
It's Sex Rex.
Sex Rex.
I don't know how I feel about this next image, Brent. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Uh-oh. Boysenberry.
What?
No, not that one.
Boysenberry? Like, we're talking about the caterpillar one, right?
Yeah. What he says.
Yeah, can we talk about this one?
I guess. We're this far along yet.
I don't know if any of you know what a fleshlight is.
Yeah.
I hate it so much.
We could do it if you want to describe it, buddy.
No. If you don't know what a fleshlight is, just ignore this image. We're not going to talk about it. If someone you love knows what it is, they will love you enough to not tell you about this. This is one that you, if you don't get it, be happy you don't.
I sent this to Pat because I knew he would hate it.
Here's
the deal. I also hate it. What did you say whenever I said that?
I fucking hate this. And you said, me too, bro.
Yeah, someone said it to me, and I just was like, I can't deal with
this. The best part was...
I can't deal with this alone.
It was a conversation we had.
You haven't described what the picture is yet, though.
No, it's a picture. It's a fleshlight, like, case, and then the caterpillar from a Bug's Life.
Is on the front.
Is on the front of the damn thing. Oh... God, I hate it.
Man, that's what I call
it.
Sex.
The best part is this is a conversation that we had about me going with you to the urgent care to make sure your knee is okay, and you send me that. Like, you ready? Yeah, yee, boy. I'm on my way home, and then fleshlight with a Bug's Life caterpillar.
Man, I wonder what that guy's name is. Hamilton or something?
I don't care.
What's his name? Look it up.
We're looking it up. What's the name of the bug from Bug's Life?
Caterpillar. You cannot type the bug from Bug's Life. They're all bugs. They're all bugs.
Okay. Where is... Heimlich.
Heimlich, yeah.
A plump German-accented caterpillar who longs to be a butterfly.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah. True.
This next one is a picture of Earth. It's a picture. It's like a poorly drawn picture, and it's a picture of Earth with just the state of Ohio on it. And
yeah, it's all
Ohio.
Blue water and then just green Ohio.
And then there's two astronauts, and one has an American flag, and the other one has the Ohio state flag on it.
Yeah.
And the American flag one says, wait, it's all Ohio? And the Ohio astronaut has a gun, and it says, always has been.
It's all Ohio!
Always has been.
Yeah, I love that one. That was really funny. All right, Pat. This is the last one. Pick a good one.
I don't like that one. Oh, no, I can't talk about that one, I don't think. How do we feel about Yoda?
No, you can scroll past that. You can scroll right past that one, bud.
I got to scroll back down then. Okay, I can talk about this one maybe. Yeah, this one's actually wholesome. It's by Mr. Levinstein.com.
Oh, yeah, well, and on a wholesome note. Well, I think we need to do that.
We need to do this one because I don't feel good about the rest of these memes.
Not the rest, just the last one.
You don't feel good about Yoda?
No.
That girl in that image,
by
the way.
I'm talking about Heimlich.
No, I know, but that girl in that image, by the way, is wearing a shirt that says WWJD. The one with Yoda.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a four-panel comic. It's a penguin and a pigeon walking together, and the penguin is giving the pigeon a gift and says, we can't fly, but we have each other. Here, I made you this. And the pigeon goes, ha, I'm just lazy. I can totally fly. And before he can finish, he looks at the gift, and it's a shirt that has a picture of the penguin and the pigeon walking, holding hands, and it says, Walking Buds Club.
Yeah.
And the pigeon has a tear in his eye, and he's so surprised. And the last image is the pigeon wearing the shirt. And then the penguin blushing because he's very happy.
And they're just walking along.
And they're just walking.
Wow. Yeah.
If someone gave me a shirt with this image that said Walkin' Buds Club, I'd love them. I'd love them forever.
Yeah, I would too, honestly.
Honestly, if anyone got
like, me, I do walk, you know? I walk.
If anyone ever in their life got me a decent fabric shirt with our faces on it together or just their face, I'd wear it.
Interesting.
100% I'd wear it.
Oh, man. We've got some... Speaking of... photos and weird shirts. We got a pretty fun photo session coming up tomorrow, don't we, Pat?
We do have a pretty fun photo session
coming up tomorrow. It's a top
secret. We'll talk about it next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Gosh.
I love how much we've gotten, like, how much, like, photography stuff we've done. And
wait, I want to give a hint. Ice Cream Man.
There we go. That's all the hint you get, though.
I should have just said ice cream. Dang.
Damn. Anyway. We got a good photo shoot coming up. Yep,
That's all we got today. That's the end of the podcast, everyone. Special thank you to Mike Wyden, As Good As It Gets, for the use of our theme song, Living Room, off of their album, Something Old, Something New. I made it through that without having to cough. That was pretty cool.
Nice.
Anyway, what's our fact about Mike White?
Our fact about Mike White this week is he can fly.
Oh.
Yes, but only when he has pigeon wings.
Only when he's wearing that shirt that says Walking Buds?
Yeah, only when he's wearing that shirt he can ironically fly.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Like, he's, you know, he's flying.
Exactly.
Not walking anymore.
Nope.
He spread those wings, baby bird.
Who is the wind beneath his wings? Probably his children and his wife. His family.
I think it's Dustin.
I kind of want to hear Mike White sing Wind Beneath My Wings.
I bet he'd do it.
We asked him. Oh, my God. Do you dare him?
Oh, my God. Do you dare me? Do you dare me to ask him? Oh, my God.
I dare you, Mike White, to sing Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah, he listens to this.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's all we got.
That's all we got for you guys.
Thanks for listening, and make sure you tell your friends. And
tell your family. Tell your loved ones. Give us... Idiot Sandwich is the gift that keeps on giving this Christmas season.
Yeah, we just keep on talking, and you guys can listen. And it's slightly better than seeing all your dumb relatives.
Yeah. Everyone knows that, like, there is definitely, like, someone listening to this that would rather listen to this podcast than see certain relatives.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I would. Anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's all we got, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Every day.
Do it, Pat.
Order another idiot sandwich.
Yeah.
All right. And I'll read.